Today's edition of the Derek Hunter Podcast is brought to you by Ancient Life Oil.
What is Full Spectrum CBD? Full Spectrum CBD is all the cannabinoids, which in turn gives you major effectiveness. CBD isolate is much less effective than Full Spectrum CBD. No herbicides, no pesticides, pure organic, non-GMO, Full Spectrum CBD. Where do you get the good stuff? At AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Buy CBD tinctures that work. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Alrighty, hello again everyone and welcome to it. It's the Derek Hunter Podcast for the 24th day of July 2020. It's a Friday. Oh, you can feel it. The exhale that you have. Everything's just a little bit right. Food tastes better on a Friday, doesn't it? I'm Derek Hunter. I am your host. Welcome to the program. Action-packed as always. We've got to hit the ground running because we have the interview set up today. It actually went off, which is good, with David Horowitz. His new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. You're going to enjoy this. He'll throw you a lot of red meat. A lot of red meat. And it's about 43 minutes long. So we've got to get a move on. And I want to get to a couple of other things before we get to that. I've been looking into this. I think I'm going to do the Foul-Mouthed Week in Review. Not on Patreon this week. The first one will be free, kids. I'll post it on Saturday at midnight. So there'll be a bonus half-hour episode of curse-filled podcasting for everybody. So you can get a flavor of what it is. Somebody advised me to do it this way, and it made sense. So I will do that. Everybody will get the first one, and you can see, because it's not going to be for everybody. It's going to offend a lot of people, and it's going to be... You know, if you're sensitive to language, obscene language, some made up words just because it flies out of my mouth, don't listen tomorrow. Just don't listen. It's that simple. But then be back here on Monday for a regular show. But for those of you who are kind enough to support the program, I wanted to give you something extra. And it seems like a lot of people want to hear me swear a lot about these people. And that'll be easy enough to do. Let's look back at the week that was, and holy Frank Tanana. I will not be saying holy Frank Tanana. You can get it there. So tomorrow in your regular podcast feed, it will be there to give you a flavor of it. It'll actually be posted about, I schedule these to post at 1 minute after midnight. So you will get it 1 minute after midnight, and you'll hear me say a lot of F words. A lot of F words, a lot of S words, a lot of maybe C words, who knows? I can't control it, and I'm not even going to try. So you've been warned. If you're like, I don't care for the language, then don't listen tomorrow. You have been warned. I'll put a little warning at the beginning of the special half-hour weekend week in review recap to remind you again in case you accidentally hit play. But that's on you. You hit play on that one. That is on you. Okay, before we get to the David Horowitz interview, I want to talk a little bit really quickly about hydroxychloroquine, which there's something that happened on CNN yesterday that is unbelievable. CNN wants people to die. That's the only explanation. The left has decided that the higher the body count, the better their vote count is going to be, which is sick. Nobody should ever be motivated by more death, but that's where the Democratic Party is. They're motivated by hatred, and they're excited and think they get benefit from more death, so they want more death. So I'm going to play some audio for you before we get to David Horowitz, but first I got to tip our hat to the sponsor, AncientLifeOil.com. That's right, AncientLifeOil.com, the finest in CBD oil, 100% organic. They've got full spectrum CBD. I'm looking at it. I told you I got my bottles lined up right here in front of me. Got the natural flavor, the cinnamon flavor, and the chocolate mint flavor. It's up to you which flavor you like. I like all of them, actually, but I prefer chocolate mint and then cinnamon and then natural flavor in that order. You go there, you choose your strength, you choose your flavor, and then you throw it in your cart, you hit the promo code. You put in Derek, D-E-R-E-K, click apply, get free fast shipping on top of everything else. I've heard from so many of you that this stuff is the real deal. I have nothing else to compare it to. It works for me. That's all I can say. Little aches and pains, anxiety, my eyes strain. Huge, huge difference thanks to CBD oil. And they've got different strengths. They've got, you know, a rounding error fraction of THC that you're not going to get high off of it. Or they got no THC whatsoever. It's completely up to you. It's customizable, really. You won't regret it. AncientLifeOil.com. Promo code Derek. Click apply at checkout. Free fast shipping on top of it. You help the program. You help yourself, most importantly. Okay, Breanna Keeler is a talking head. She's a personality over at CNN. I use the word personality deliberately because they consider themselves journalists, and they're not. They always refer to people at Fox as personalities. And then what bothered me is Fox started referring to them as personalities. It's from your favorite Fox News personalities. Like, you're either journalists or you're commentators. Okay, personalities just sounds like TV presenter, like the British. It sounds belittling, and that's why the left uses it. I was surprised to see Fox using it, but I use it against the left because they really are personalities. They bring nothing to the table. Breanna Keeler is supposed to be a journalist, and she's not. She is a Democrat in good standing over there spewing Democrat ideas and debating Republicans, attacking Republicans, being outraged that Republicans would dare, I don't know, show up on her network. Can't really blame them for that. I'd be surprised that they show up on that network too. But it is, she had a debate, an argument, I suppose, with the press secretary for the communications director for the Trump campaign, Tim Murtaugh. And at the end, the hydroxychloroquine comes up. Now, Breanna Keeler, she gets 1.5 million viewers, something like that. There's a lot of people listening, a lot of people trapped in airports and whatever. And she is spreading lies. She is spreading misinformation falsely about hydroxychloroquine. There was that one study in The Lancet that said, my God, it kills people. It's not only doesn't help prevent death from COVID-19, it kills people. And that the media ran with it. They drooled with that. They got sexually aroused. They pleasured themselves to that study. Then the study was pulled back. It was retracted. It wasn't even pulled back. It wasn't changed. It was found to be so flawed that they retracted it. They pulled the whole thing down in The Lancet. The journal apologized for it. But the damage was done. And the brain damage to Breanna Keeler appears to be permanent, because there have been other studies since then that say the exact opposite. But Breanna Keeler has her talking points, and she's sticking with it. She's not about to let the facts stand in the way of a good narrative point. So listen to this exchange and tell me if Breanna Keeler is a journalist or an activist. And if she knows anything about the news, I don't think she follows the news. Here's cut one.
But let's remember, when you're talking about things like this, you remember the hydroxychloroquine fiasco, where the entirety of the media was dead set against anyone ever talking about this simply because the president expressed optimism in
its
role as a
treatment. That's not why. It's because it kills people, Tim.
Yes, and everybody embraced a study that showed that it was a failure, and then that study had to actually be withdrawn. And now there's another study that shows that it can actually cut deaths by as much as
50%. Are you talking about the study that also uses cortico? Are you talking about the study that also includes corticosteroids, which are helpful in coronavirus? It's not hydroxychloroquine that helps patients. I mean, you're not a doctor, clearly.
So now you're cherry picking.
Tim, I talk to scientists and doctors, and clearly you don't.
I talk to scientists and doctors, and clearly you don't. I talk to Sanjay Gupta, and everybody knows that nothing happens in the medical world without Sanjay Gupta's sign off. What an asshole. All right, can we just say that? So she's sitting there. You're talking about the one that's corticosteroid, that they did that because the steroid works. Okay, then why isn't that being hyped by CNN? If steroids work, then why isn't that being all over the place? But no, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about this that I'm looking at. And one would think that Breanna Keeler, with all of the resources of CNN, would know this, considering CNN actually reported on this study, at least on their website, probably not on their air, but they did put it on their website. which leads me to believe that Brianna Keeler doesn't follow the news. This is from the Henry Ford Health System. You can look it up yourself. It's at henryford.com. The headline of the study by the Henry Ford Health System, which is a huge health system, multiple hospitals in Detroit, in the Detroit metro area where I grew up. The headline is "Treatment with Hydroxychloroquine Cut Death Rate Significantly in COVID-19 Patients, Henry Ford Health System Study Shows." It was widely reported, just not by television. But it says, treatment with hydroxychloroquine cut the rate of death significantly in sick patients hospitalized with COVID-19 and without heart-related side effects, according to a new study published by Henry Ford Health System. In a large-scale retrospective analysis of 2,541 patients hospitalized between March 10th and May 2nd, 2020, across the system's six hospitals, the study found 13% of those treated with hydroxychloroquine alone died, compared to 26.4% not treated with hydroxychloroquine. Now, that's, for those of you playing the home game, that's double. That's double. Meaning the death rate was cut in half by using hydroxychloroquine. Then this is the next sentence, and this is what Brianna Keeler was trying to say, because the bogus study said this pill kills people. The next sentence: none of the patients had documented serious heart anomalies. However, patients were monitored for a heart condition routinely pointed to as a reason to avoid the drug as a treatment for COVID-19. So they looked for that, and it did not manifest itself, right? Huge, huge news. Big study, death rate cut in half. And yes, it's a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. You got 2,541 people who had been hospitalized. There are tens of thousands of people in Michigan who've had it, but thank God only 2,541 had to be hospitalized. You're not hospitalized unless you are really sick. You're not just, oh, you've got COVID-19. Really, I don't feel weird. Doesn't matter. Get in the hospital. We're going to shove a ventilator down your throat. That's not how it works. These are the sickest of the sick. These are the people who need medical attention. And the death rate was cut in half. Brianna Keeler is still pushing this idea that hydroxychloroquine is this deadly drug. She's lying to her audience. She's doing a massive disservice to her audience, while the Trump campaign communications director is telling the truth, and Brianna Keeler wants no part of it. She continues to defend her ignorance as if it is from the tree of knowledge itself.
But then why haven't you been bringing this up?
Tim, we've covered this.
We had the national news media blaming the president
on
because
our show.
A couple drank fish tank
There's a study that included corticosteroids, which are helpful. Steroids have been a helpful treatment. Hydroxychloroquine studies have been withdrawn. They were studying, studying hydroxychloroquine, and they stopped because it was unethical, because it's dangerous to lives of people, Tim.
Your network and other networks practically accused the president of murder,
Tim,
because he encouraged people.
Well,
yes,
you're on here talking about hydroxychloroquine. I think you're doing a real disservice to the health of Americans.
You're doing a real disservice to the health of America. You're doing it. I'm not doing it. You're doing it. This is journalism in 2020, ladies and gentlemen. This is CNN. They'd rather people die. They'd rather people die. Again, I don't know if she's dumb, ignorant, there's a fine line, or a liar. Stupider liar, as Adam Carolla puts it. There's no middle ground here. She's either ignorant or a liar. I don't know which, but she wasn't done. You would think that one of the, 50 people she's got working on her damn show would have been able to put this together for her, but nope. Nobody knows how to work Google.
I mean, if you're going to come on here and talk about how this is a good treatment, when doctors have said, no, it's not, and studies have been canceled because it's so dangerous.
Dr. Fauci himself has said he would prescribe it. Do you consider Dr. Fauci a danger to the American people?
I do not hear Dr. Fauci saying right now that people should be taking hydroxychloroquine.
He has been asked the direct question, would you prescribe it? And he said yes. Go back and check your news archives. I think you'll find that to be the case.
I think You know, Tim, I think you're doing a real disservice to Americans. I just want to be clear to everyone out there. We've talked to a number of doctors and experts, including federal experts. This is not something that you want to be playing with, all right? Studies have been canceled because this stuff is so dangerous.
This stuff is so dangerous. People are dying all over the place. Yeah, doctors are prescribing hydroxychloroquine and have been for 65 years. And the conversation goes something like this. Yes, you have lupus, or yes, you have rheumatoid arthritis, or yes, you're going to a place where there is malaria is rampant. So there's a chance that you're going to get malaria. It's a slim chance, but there's a chance. So I'm going to give you this pill. You can take it every day. There's a 50-50 chance it'll kill you, but it will reduce the 5% chance that you're going to get malaria to almost 4%. So it's going to drop that down one full percentage. Again, 50-50 shot, you're going to die, but it's worth the risk for that 1% chance that you get malaria, and this will be able to help you with that. I mean, you'll probably, if you got malaria, you'd probably live. You've got a 98% chance of living with malaria after you get malaria, but hey, you don't want to take that risk, right? Am I right? So take this pill that has a half of a chance, a 50-50 chance of killing you. How stupid do you have to be to make these connections in your own head? You'd think somebody in the control room would be like, hey, Brianna, we're whispering in your ear. This is not that strange voice that tells you to buy shoes. He's right about that study being withdrawn, and he's also right about the study out of the Henry Ford Health System. Probably just best to let this go. No, she won't let it go. She's not capable of letting it go. You have to be able to understand things, have a couple of brain cells bouncing off of one another rather than just the walls of the inside of your skull to understand how stupid you sound when you say these things. Oh, but she wasn't done. And this guy lays the smackdown on her. It's beautiful when he brings up 65 years.
Tim Murtaugh, thank you for coming on. It's good to see you again.
It's been used for 65 years. How dangerous could it possibly be? It is a known drug that is trusted.
It's an anti-malarial drug,
Tim. It's been used for 6.5 decades. So how dangerous could it be? You just said it was a dangerous drug, and that yet you admit that it's been used for 65 years. How dangerous could it be?
To prevent malaria, not for people who are potentially
dying. Well, is it dangerous
dying?
Or not? Will it kill you or will it not? You just said it was dangerous, yet you admit that people take it for malaria. So is it dangerous or is it not?
I don't think that people who are on their deathbed are given an anti-malarial medication to prevent them getting malaria. I mean, you know what, Tim? No, we're
so
done
only
with
for
this
use
part.
For people on their deathbed?
Look, we are, Tim,
is that what you're
we
saying?
Are done with this conversation. I think that you're just really confusing the situation, and it does no service to anyone's health, especially. Tim Murtaugh with the Trump campaign.
There's
thank
a lot to
so
be
much.
Said for this interview. You're right.
Oh, Brianna Keeler, this is CNN. Instead of their facts first thing, they should just say, fuck it. That should be their slogan. Fuck it. Who cares? Let it go. Forget about it. Facts, maybe by accident. This is what CNN has become. This is what the media has become. You notice they don't talk about hydroxychloroquine anymore since that Henry Ford study came out. Did you notice that? Isn't that a little bit weird? It was all the rage. But then on July 2nd, this study was published. And it's gone. It's gone. They don't talk about it. They don't mention it because this is the biggest study. This is the most comprehensive study, and it doesn't fit the liberal narrative. They scared enough people off of the prospect of it that they don't want people. And frankly, there are a lot of doctors who get their news from CNN as well, scarily enough, and they won't know about this study. So people will die because of the media. Talk about blood on their hands. Disgusting, disgusting people. They'd rather see people die from COVID-19 than show that the president was onto something with hydroxychloroquine. But before we get to David Horowitz, we've got some big news. Yeah, the convention isn't going off as planned, but that doesn't mean you still can't be a winner. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants to give you a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon, because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to a select group of supporters, and you are one of them. All you have have to do. You know how to enter. Just text Derek to 88022 for a chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history. Again, that's D-E-R-E-K to 88022 to enter this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great again for four more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated. Okay, let's get to David Horowitz, his new huge, huge bestseller, Blitz. Trump will crush the left, Trump will smash the left and win. Is burning up the charts. It's like in the top 50 on Amazon. That's selling a lot of books right now. Trust me, I know. So without any further ado, I'll be back to wrap it up at the end. Here's David Horowitz. Okay, as we do every Friday, we're joined by somebody much smarter than we are. We can pick their brain, learn from them, all that good stuff that life should really be about. Today is no different. We are joined by best-selling author David Horowitz and recovering leftist. I don't know that you ever, much like being a junkie, I don't know that you ever fully get it out of your system. David's new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, is a New York Times bestseller. It's been in the top 100 on Amazon, which is a big deal, especially now, for a long time. Welcome to the show, David. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. It's actually 4 weeks on the Times bestseller list.
Wow. You know,
of course, any reviews from the Times and all there.
That's got to kill them.
Corrupt media. And it came endorsed by President Trump. It's actually the top-selling conservative book. Big surprise to me. I'm 81 years old. When my partner Peter Collier was alive, we wrote a number one bestseller, The Kennedys, together. But this is my best, biggest success.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. On that. It's got to kill the New York Times to put this book on the list because they get to make up their list. I know, having gone through it.
Yeah,
and sometimes they can't ignore a book, and that's the only way they put a conservative book on the list.
I'm outselling six books ahead of me, I should say, on the Times list. It's still rigged. And Amazon says the book isn't available till August when they have 10 or 20 or 30,000 copies in their warehouse. I mean, it's just...
I've been through that. When my book came out 2 days later, they said, we're out of it. And it's like, no, they're not.
I love it when the left says they're speaking truth to power, as though it takes any kind of courage whatsoever to be a leftist.
Well, let's talk about your beginnings. How did? What was your you were a leftist. You were a radical leftist. You
I
were
was
right.
Born to communists. My parents were communists. They went to Russia. They loved Stalin. They were humble school teachers. My father died a Brezhnevite. My mother was a little smarter than him, but when she passed, I saw she was giving money to every terrible, evil leftist cause there is. all of them with really nice sounding names. Social justice, I love it.
Right. But you bought into that for a while. In the 60s, you were a very radical leftist guy.
All of our friends, everybody we trusted was a communist who wanted Stalin to win the Cold War. But I was 17 when Russians invaded Hungary, after Khrushchev gave his famous report about the crimes of Stalin. So I never was a member of the Communist Party. I was what was called in those days a new leftist. And I left the left when I realized there was no new left. It's the same old totalitarian evil left that it's always been.
And now we see them camping out permanently, seemingly in a permanent state of riot, in a state of frenzy. As somebody who probably understands this mentality that you're seeing from Portland to Denver to Chicago to New York better than most people, what is it that I get that you get people to the streets? How do you get them to stay for 50 plus days?
Well, first of all, let me say it's worse than ever. This is the worst left I've ever seen. I can't imagine I would ever have supported Hamas terrorists or this kind of destroy. I never threw a rock in the 60s, which is probably one of the reasons I left the left. These people have no jobs. They have no lives. They've been to, you know, they might as well have gone to Moscow or Havana University, going to Harvard and Yale and University of California. I wrote 5 books, which conservatives didn't, well, one of them, the professors, was sold a lot of copies, but the Republican Party and the conservatives who had the power to do something, like the trustees, they did nothing. They didn't pay any attention. But our universities are one-party states, and they teach evil doctrines that America is a hateful, racist, irredeemable society. And these idiots in the streets think they're striking blows for social justice when they destroy buildings and kill people. And there's no stopping them because they've been brought up in totalitarian schools. And what I mean by totalitarian is one, they want to control your life totally. Everything is political, as the cancel culture shows. You can't make a remark about anything if you're on the left without risking sudden death. But the other thing is they've erased the individual. They deal in races, genders, and sexual orientations. The individual counts for zero.
Yes.
Mentality. So you can't confront them and point out the absurdity of everything they're doing. As, for example, all blacks who came to this country as slaves or were dragged to this country in slave ships, every last one of them was enslaved by a black African and sold at an auction. And they owe their freedom to white Americans who sacrificed 350,000 white Union soldiers to free them. So it's so upside down, everything. And it's so absurd and ludicrous, everything they say. I love it that the New York Times was owned by a slave-owning family. I want a movement to force the Times to change its name. Because what it's doing now...
Well, it's built on stolen land, too, so they're double people.
Yes, that too. It's run... Well, of course, the Indians stole the land, too. They came across a land bridge from Asia. What they're doing is they've leached, as they have, off the names Harvard and Yale, off very distinguished institutions which have been destroyed. Harvard and Yale don't exist anymore. I mean, they exist in the neuroscience departments and the computer departments, but they don't exist in any department that deals with society. As I say, you might as well have graduated or from the University of Tehran, that would be your education at Yale and Harvard.
But you can't major in gender studies and grievance studies at the University of Tehran. You know, you wouldn't be able to learn major in transgender psychology in Iran. David, let me ask you this, because you one of your books that I've read is The Anti-Chomsky Reader that you wrote with your late partner. And to see, it's a devastating takedown of Noam Chomsky and the manipulation of people. But to see Noam Chomsky now even sign a letter saying that we have to have a little bit of dissent, do you believe him, first of all? And what do you make?
A hypocritical lunatic. Noam Chomsky lost his mind 30 or 40 years ago. I mean, he's just a crackpot. But, you know, they get upset because the one thing that's certain about the left is they never know when to stop. So they started eating their own. I forget who they attacked. And that inspired these hypocrites. You know, not everyone is a hypocrite. John McWhorter is a decent person. But 99% of the people who signed that letter were silent while for 30 years the left purged conservatives from university faculties, so they're now as rare as unicorns. And defaced, they destroyed the liberal arts curriculum and created all these political indoctrination courses based on anti-science, like women's studies, where, you know, they teach that gender, or, you know, all female qualities are all socially constructed. They're not hardwired. Whereas if you go across campus to the neuroscience department or the evolutionary biology department, they have scientific proof that gender differences are built in. They're in your gene structure. So this is all garbage, intellectual garbage, fed by, you know, Princeton, all the premier universities in America, and of course, all the second-rate institutions as well. So yeah, I'm glad you read that anti-Chomsky reader. But they're even, you know, nobody can keep up with the left. There's always a more left position you can take, especially if you're an ignoramus, as 100% of them are.
Don't hold back. Tell us what you really think. No, I agree with you. I'm right there with you. And that brings us...
How can you take people seriously who call Trump a white supremacist and call America a white supremacist country?
You can't. You can't. I always thought it was weird that they would call him an anti-Semite. And like, well, if he's an anti-Semite, he's really bad at it because his daughter and his brother, a son-in-law, his top advisors are Jewish. And like, so he's really bad at it. He's not. He doesn't understand the concept if he's an anti-Semite.
Well, they just name call. It's just they're at war. Anyway, we should talk about my book, Blitz.
Yes, let's talk about Blitz, because you predicted a lot of this unrest. You predict there will be more. It is, why do you think it is, and why in Blitz do you say that it is, that this is the tactic of the left rather than the battlefield of ideas?
Because I've shown, Blitz is about the first 3.5 years of the Trump presidency. And I demonstrate very clearly in it that the Democrat Party is now a racist party. Its central ideology, identity politics, is a very pure form of racism, which judges you first by your skin color, then your gender, then your sexual orientation, and in the process erases the individual. I show that the Democrat Party is a treasonous party. You know, one of the reasons I think my book is so popular is that I swore when I came out of the left that I was not going to sugarcoat my judgments. And conservatives, they're too well brought up. They're too damn polite. They give people who want to kill them, and I mean that literally, the benefit of the doubt of having good intentions. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have a good intention. She wouldn't know what it was if she had it.
That's the one thing that I find appealing, and my listeners that email me find appealing about Trump. And the way I describe it is Republicans for my lifetime would get punched in the face and apologize to the person who hit them for hurting their hand.
And that's a theme of my book, why Trump has been able to prevail. Despite being the most vilified, slandered, libeled human being in the history of the world. And that's because he fights back. That's why they hate him. And that's why he wins. Whenever a Republican shuffles, heads for the tall grass, apologizes, it's all over. These people don't deserve the respect for their vicious slanders. My book opens with the question, here's Donald Trump. My book Blitz, I need to be good about this. And
Be the title of the podcast episode. You won't be able to get away from it.
It opens with the question, look, Donald Trump was a major public figure for 30 years. Everybody in the country knows who Donald Trump was. Nobody ever used the word white supremacist to describe, you know, maybe a pathological racist liar like Al Sharpton, but I doubt it. White supremacy is a very recent, stupid, idiotic, meaningless term applied to white people in this country. But nobody called Donald Trump a racist or a white supremacist. So how come they did when he decided to run against a Democrat? And the reason is, you know, I recall the speech he gave in Detroit during the campaign.
The Economic Club, what do you have to lose speech?
That's the what do you have to lose speech. He addressed the black community and said, what do you have to lose? You have no jobs. You've got rotten schools that ruin your kids. You live in high crime areas where there's all these, he didn't use exactly these words, but this is what he targeted. What do you have to lose by voting for me? You can't be any worse off. The Democrats don't think that you're human beings. They don't give a damn about you. And that's the truth about Democrats. They don't care about black people. They only care about their votes. So what they do is they give perks and lip service to black racists like Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. And you could just, virtually every member of the Black Caucus, I'm going to exempt Emanuel Cleaver, and there are others. But the vast majority of the Black Caucus are incredibly corrupt individuals who are also racist and who provide cover for the Democrat Party. They're like Maxine Waters. She doesn't even live in her South Central district. She lives in a mansion in Hancock Park, what used to be the where all the Hollywood moguls lived in the days of Joe Kennedy and the creators of Hollywood. They all lived where Maxine Waters lives today. And they run interference for the Democrats. You know, so you can have a guy, I mean, to me, I'm even shocked to see that Joe Biden used the word that nobody can mention, the N-word, 14 times in a congressional hearing, used that word. He's such a... when it comes to Biden, he's a disgusting human being. I don't see him as Uncle Joe. He's not a nice guy. You saw the videos during his campaign of him bullying fans of his who came to his campaign events, but asked them an uncomfortable question and how he bullied them into silence and attacked them. This is a very not nice human being who's totally corrupt. He's made millionaires out of his wife, his sister, whom he can't distinguish between them, his brothers, his son. They're all corrupt. They all got money because he was vice president. They sold off, you know, the American taxpayer to the Ukrainians, to the Chinese, whatever, to line the pockets of his family. This is a repellent human being.
But you see this routinely on the left. Ilhan Omar's third husband, and who knew that Islam was so sexually liberating for women, but her third husband has gotten over $1 million from her campaign. Now, she's going to win likely in a walk, but she's raised $1 million that she can't put into her own pocket, but she can put into her husband's pocket and become rich.
We're talking about a terrorist who comes from a terrorist family. Her father was a propagandist for a ruthless dictator in Somalia. She raises money for Hamas through CARE. This is an evil woman. And Nancy Pelosi has given her top security clearance on the Foreign Affairs Committee. This country is in serious danger. We're on the precipice.
I get, David, that, I mean, you go into the details of how Trump will win, and we'll get to that in a second. I can get how it would at least intrigue somebody who's not particularly educated or paying attention to some of these liberal ideological points that they make. But when you just scratch the surface, you see that it's fool's gold. It's lead covered in a thin veneer of gold. Well, I don't get why it stays, why people stay, why people, after they look at it, don't wise up.
It's poison. Because it's aggrandizing. You know, if you think of yourself as a social justice warrior, you can excuse a lot of evils that you do as a human being. A lot, you know, it's an excuse for everything. It makes you feel great about yourself. Look, I'm out there risking my life for social justice. It's just terrible. I mean, I understand. I call it the intoxication. The archetypal story of the left is the story of the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were given, you can see it as a parable, or you can see it literally, I don't care, it's the same, you get the same wisdom out of it. Adam and Eve were given paradise, better than any fantasy the left has, including the horrifying Green New Deal. No pain in childbirth, you don't have to work, the fruit drops from the trees and you live forever. But there was one condition of staying in paradise. And that condition was you didn't do evil. You didn't want to do evil. And there was that, forbidden tree. The tree, you could not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the knowing is a kind of biblical sense of knowing, carnal. You have to commit evil to know it. And that's the one thing that they did. They had to do it. And why did they do it? Because the snake, the devil, said, if you eat this from this fruit, if you are willing to do evil, you shall be as gods. And every leftist is hyped up and intoxicated on the delusion that they're gods and can remake the world. They'll create a world in which there's social justice. There's no racism, no sexism, no homophobia, no, and on and on. That is an intoxication that is very hard to resist, and it's very hard to get out of.
It really does kind of offer meaning to otherwise meaningless lives. If you don't have family, you don't have really close friends, you don't have children, you don't have religion, need something.
I'm an agnostic. So I kind of live without a religious faith. So it's possible. I mean, I'm not unique. So it's possible. But it's very hard to go through this life and look at it as essentially meaningless. We're just going to die and be forgotten. That's a horrifying scenario. So you have to inject meaning into this life. And one way to do it, one way, of course, is to become a believer. And believe in a divinity who will sort it all out after we're dead. The other way is to think of yourself as gods who are going to be present at creation and remake the world. That gives your life meaning.
When the president of the United States goes up against this new religion, I mean, it's right there in your title, How Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. A lot of people are seeing the polls, and even if you think the polls are garbage, they're consistent right now. And you get this sense that, thank God the election isn't today, but if it were, he wouldn't win. What do you prescribe in your book the president has to do?
You know, first of all, he would win today. But those polls are fake. Those polls are rigged. John McLaughlin of the McLaughlin Group, he's a pollster, pointed out that their samples, you know, when they call people, first of all, they call people over the phone. Second of all, there's an awful lot of people who don't want to admit they're voting for Trump because they'll be canceled or their lives will be ruined. But the sample they take is 24% Republicans. Well, in the last election, 33% of the electorate were Republicans. So that's a 9-point spread. And, you know, my arithmetic isn't great, but I think that if you add 9 points to Trump, you take a certain number of points away from Biden. So it's even more than that. But look, and let me say, there is no difference between Nazism, communism, socialism, and whatever ism, fascism. These are fascists in the streets. The Nazis thought they could purify the world or Islamo-Nazis. They think they can purify the world for Allah. They think they can purify the world racially. blame it all on the Jews and the mongrels and whatever, gypsies and whatever else you can blame it on. That's no different from blaming it on white people, which is what today's left is doing. The reason I'm confident that Trump is going to win is because the campaign is, they've actually started it early. If you've looked at these videos that Trump is putting out, usually it gets started in earnest around a Labor Day. How difficult is it to make an ad that will smash the left? You just show the cities in flames, 80-year-old people being knocked down, explosives exploding everywhere, Nancy Pelosi calling the police, secret police, and Nazis, stormtroopers. Come on. You have the Democratic Party on the side of chaos, mayhem, and murder, criminality, and you have Trump standing for law and order. Now, there's one thing that people want from their government, and Americans do too, and that's safety, security. That's what the government is first of all there for. And if you look at the borders, the Democrats want our borders open to sex traffickers, to cartel members, to terrorists, and to viruses, and without dissent. Where's the Democrats standing up for a secure border? And if you look at Bernie Sanders is dictating the platform. This is a lifelong communist. He's a supporter of communist atrocities, which include the murder of over 100 million people. Bernie defended it all his life, and he's making up their program, and he's got it so what? You can't deport people. You can't detain people who come here illegally. You've got to give them maximum welfare benefits, which will get 100 million more people at the border. And you could just go on and on with their ridiculous. I mean, the thing about leftists is they don't have any sense who human beings actually are. The root cause of social problems is not society, which is just a collection of us. It's not races. It's not patriarchies. It's individuals. It's every one of us has to fight in ourselves the temptation to lie, to cheat, to steal, and for some demented people to murder. That's the problem. And every conservative knows that. And that's why they respect law, and that's why they respect morality and religion. These are all designed to keep the human beast, to civilize. You have to civilize people. You can't let them run riot in the streets, and you can see it. I mean, who are they killing anyway? They're killing black people. They're killing the most vulnerable members of the cities, the inner city blacks.
Black Lives Matter, David. They tell us this all the time. I saw it on the T-shirt.
They don't matter a fig to the left. Look, the Democrats control 100% every rotten school in America that doesn't teach poor black and Hispanic children to read and write. Every one of them. All they want is more money for the teachers all the time. It's an extortion racket. All those schools in Chicago that don't teach the kids. And it's predictable. Year in and year out, 40% of the kids are drop out of school before they graduate, and 40% are functionally illiterate. And the Democrats are in total, total control. There's not a Republican in sight in cities like this, Minneapolis. Maybe there's even on the Chicago, what do they call it, the aldermen. City council. The guy who's standing up to this, I don't want to say truly bad things about this evil woman who's the mayor, Lightfoot.
No, yeah. She's evil. She's awful. She's terrible. She's something.
This opposition comes from a Democrat. There's no Republican. Where are the Republicans? So the Democrats own every injustice in America. And actually, I never finished my opening anecdote as to why they call Trump a racist. Well, I did in that he exposed this. But they also called George W. Bush a racist. They also called John McCain a racist. They also called George Romney a racist. It's to cover their ass. That's what it's about. If you criticize the Democrats' oppression of black people, their racist oppression of black people in the inner city, they call you a racist and don't believe what they're saying.
And it's one thing, though, David. They make that charge, and they've made that charge since probably Eisenhower, if not before, definitely with Nixon. And it's one thing to make it, but it's another thing for it to work. I grew up in Detroit. I went to college at Wayne State in downtown Detroit. And John Conyers, who's now dead, but he was the longest serving member of Congress. His district was thriving when he was first elected. It was doing well when he was first elected. You drove through it near the end of his tenure, and you would have thought it had been aerial bombed. So the idea that the people who lived there, who elected him, would go, things are, yeah, the house is burning, but who gives a shit? At least it's not as bad as if Republicans were in charge. That's the kind of mentality that I think most people don't understand. Is you're watching this, your neighborhood crumble around you. Chicago murders more than Afghanistan.
All these cities. We did a booklet at the Horowitz Freedom Center called The New Shame of the Cities. Detroit in 1961 was the richest big city in America. And that's when Democrats took over. And whatever it is, what's it, 40 years later, it's lost a third of its population. It's one of the poorest cities in the country. They just destroyed it. Democrats. Because Democrats are thieves. They're criminals.
But they still elect Democrats. That's what I don't understand. I get it. They're criminal. I'm right there with you, but I don't understand the mentality of the person who goes,
why isn't Kevin McCarthy calling them criminals? They're supporting all this criminal uprisings in our cities. The Democratic Party is a criminal party. Nancy Pelosi is a criminal for defending these people and for attacking the president for doing the right thing. That's criminal behavior, just like her attempt to impeach him over nothing. No evidence. They knew it was all lies. That's treason. I haven't heard a Republican use the word treason. I haven't heard a Republican use the word criminal. I did hear one Republican call a black Democrat a racist, and that is Donald Trump. And what he was talking about was Elijah Cummings, who died a millionaire while his district died in rank poverty, rat-infested. He used the word rat-infested, and as Chris Matthews went nuts calling that a Hitlerian term. That's what they call Jews. But it happens that the Trump team, I mean, they're very good at this, actually. They dredged up a video of Elijah Cummings himself 20 years ago complaining that his district was rat-infested. And then Orkin has a list of rat-infested cities. Won't surprise to know Chicago's number one, Baltimore's number nine. But Baltimore is one of the worst cities in America, the highest crime, worst schools, and they're overpaid. The teacher unions are always calling for more money. They have too much money. The money is all going to administrators. It doesn't go to the kids. Baltimore has left 50% more per capita per pupil spending than the country as a whole. In Washington, D.C., another ruined school system, they had $29,000 a year per pupil. You got 30 kids, that's $900,000 for one class. Come on.
No, I left Detroit, moved to Baltimore. I lived in Elijah Cummings district for 13 years. I lived in Elijah Cummings district for 13 years. I know it very, very well. David, as we wrap up, and everybody should go to Amazon, order Blitz, Trump Will Smash Left and Win, or Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. It's everywhere. You can't get it, but if your local bookstore isn't open, you can get it online pretty easily. Just give, you're very confident. It's not how Trump will smash the left and win, or how Trump can smash the left and win. It's how Trump will smash the left and win. It's a declarative statement. It's not a prediction.
Because
so tell us, give people hope, because I know they want it.
They're not that, you can put it either Americans aren't stupid, or they're not that stupid as not to believe their lying eyes. You just look at those videos, and then you just see how Democrats have responded. They call the police are handcuffed by these treasonous mayors who all should be in jail, every last one of them. They're all racists. I mean, like the Seattle mayor, you know, occupying the center of Seattle, that's a block party and a summer of love. You know, even when this young black man was murdered there and they wouldn't let the police or the ambulances in, she still was supporting this. But then one of her even more left city council members sicked the mob on her house. They graffitied her house. Suddenly she got religion. And she called in the police and went within 24 hours, they cleaned it up. And it's this ad that Trump is running where, you know, you have the 9/11 call and they give you all these numbers if you're reporting a rape, a murder, a burglary. And then it says, or you can leave a message, and the wait time is 5 days. You know, that will strike fear into any suburban. I actually don't, you know, women are more sensitive to the security issue. So any suburban housewives, when they hear that, you think they're going to vote for Joe Dementia Biden?
I hope not. But there is an appeal. Okay, so after the election, David, since you know these people so well, it's November 4th. Donald Trump wins. As we saw on November 9th, 2016, the left immediately took to the street, and they've been there ever since. What happens when Trump wins a second term? Are we really at a civil war?
Well, it will be very quickly over. I hope he sends in the police. He still can't get the police, I hope he sends in the army. The thing that disturbs me the most is the treacherous nature of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who attacked him for trying to create a space in front of the White House where the president could walk without fear of assassination. Although when I watched him do that, my heart was palpitating that nobody would knock him off. Dwight Eisenhower sent the troops into Little Rock to integrate the schools. John F. Kennedy sent the troops into Mississippi to integrate the schools. Why aren't Republicans saying this? This bothers me that the Republican Party is so far behind Trump.
Do they expect him to lose? Is that why? Because it is frustrating occasionally a tweet, but most of the members don't stand up to this mob.
It's their breeding. I've thought about this for 30 years because I've watched it in utter frustration for 30 years. They're too polite. They still think there's collegiality. There isn't. These people hate you. Democrats, the Democrats in Congress, they're willing to lie, steal, cheat, betray to get rid of you.
Do Republicans have to fight like Democrats to win, or is there, they're searching for the high road. Is there a high road?
I used to say they need to have 10, you know, move in that direction, 10%, and they could do it. Just a little bit, people. When you see criminal behavior by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, when you see them lying, say so. Don't sugar. The Democrats have no compunction about calling the president of the United States a traitor based on nothing. They're in Putin's pocket. They just made it up. They don't have any compunction about saying it. Nancy Pelosi is a traitor. She tried to overthrow a duly elected president on the basis of lies that she knew were lies. This fake dossier that the KGB made up for Hillary Clinton. But I'm hoping that by September, Comey, McCabe, all these people will be perp marched, marched. That's the phrase.
Yes.
To jail. They're traitors. They've opened the floodgates of destruction in this country. There's no defense of Comey. There's no defense of McCabe and Strzok. There's no defense of Obama and Biden for triggering this, for calling the intelligence services to spy on the Trump campaign and then plot to overthrow him. I'm appalled by the lack of seriousness. That the only person who's approaching it is Trump. I want to see it from all these Republicans. I don't want to see them saying the Democrats are playing politics. Playing politics, with their accusations. They're playing with treason. When you accuse the President of the United States of being in the pocket of a Russian dictator, when you accuse him, as Pelosi has done, you wonder aloud what Putin has over him to force him to do evil things. You are committing treason. You're aiding and abetting our enemies.
I believe that the left wants the president shot. We saw it with what happened to the Republicans on the baseball field in Virginia, James Hodgkinson. The argument was that the Republican health care plan was going to kill 10,000 people. And if you really believe that 10,000 people are going to be killed, slaughtered by Republicans, you almost have a moral obligation to act. And if they call him, Hitler. They call Trump Hitler. And if you really believe...
These are monstrous lies by the Democrats.
I know that, but there are people who believe it.
They said the Jews, kidnapped little Christian boys to carve them up and use their blood to make matzah. That's an incitement to murder Jews. What the Democrats are saying on a daily basis are incitements to murder Republicans, and the president in particular. That's why our country is falling apart. You can't go in the downtown areas of New York or Seattle or anywhere the left is truly dominant. And in Minneapolis, they've dismantled the police department. You have to be a moron to think that that's not going to lead to the deaths of innocent people.
Last question for you, David Horowitz, and it has to do with a post-Trump life for President Trump, whenever it happens. Is he, we've always had this thing of, we look forward, not backwards. When George W. Bush came in, I thought he made a mistake and said, we're not going to look at the Chinese money going to Bill Clinton and Al Gore's campaign. We're looking forward, not backwards.
That's a typical Republican. Let him get away.
But I don't think they're going to do that to Donald Trump. I think they're going to.
The Chinese Communist Party in the White House. That's who Al Gore is.
But the Democrats are not going to ever let that go. I think Donald Trump for the rest of his life is going to be in court battles, is going to be under investigation. They're going to stigmatize anybody who even considers doing business with him.
If a Republican doesn't succeed him, he might have to leave the country. These people are evil criminals.
That is true. David Horowitz, the book Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, 4 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. As I appreciate it, David, have a great day. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The book again is Blitz, BLITZ, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, selling like crazy on Amazon, outselling my book easily, which you should also pick up. It's at Barnes, it's everywhere. Fine books are sold. Thanks to him. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy this too. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants to give you a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters, so be sure to enter soon because this is an opportunity that you do not want to miss. This offer is going only to a select group of supporters, and you, listeners to this pod, are one of them. All you have to do is text Derek 88 to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history and anger your liberal friends and be the envy of all your conservative friends. Again, that's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for 4 more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated. So that's it. A reminder again, or a warning, depending on how you want to look at it. Tomorrow there will be another one. I'm going to upload it to SoundCloud tonight. A special preview edition of the Curse Show, the week in review, with F-bombs and S-bombs and empty set bombs and Q-bombs and whatever else I throw in there. I will let it loose, because God knows it's tough not to talk about these people in the way it should. Maybe I'll even drink before I record it. Who knows? You'll just have to tune in to find out. But if you are offended by language, do not click play. You have been warned. All right. I don't want those emails going, you said this, and you, I don't even know what this is, but it sounds dirty. Well, A, it is dirty, and B, you've been warned not to click on it. The Saturday show will be the preview of the Curse Show. So be warned. You've been warned. Thank you for listening, tuning in. The website, patreon.com/Derek Hunter Podcast. You can tweet me. You can email me, DerekAllenHunter@gmail.com. A-L-L-A-N is the middle name. All one word. Have a great, enjoy this weekend. Make it last as long as you possibly can. We'll be back here on, well, tomorrow, but then with a regular show on Monday. Thank you for listening. See you then.
I think that you're just really confusing the situation, and it does no service to anyone's health, especially. Tim Murtaugh with the Trump campaign.
There's a lot to be said for this interview. You're right.